Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This month, get the 5-minute tyre safety check at your local tyre power.
Mourn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing.
Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Let's go! 21 minutes to 8, we are in SEN SA Studio Lumo, powered by Lumo Energy SA. I'll be honest with you, because I only found out this morning that if you are listening on the app, you can watch us at all times. So whenever the microphones are on, you will see what's going on in here. You can comment on what we are wearing. You can comment on our facial hair or anything like that. Did you know that?
I do now. I wonder if there's any lip readers.
Let's hope not. All right, we've been in a lot of trouble. Let's get into one of our favourite things.
The strange, the bizarre, the unexpected. These are the kinds of subjects a man named
Mark A. Bickley
challenged us to
believe it or not.
If Quick Bix is the piece de resistance of radio segments. This one, that promo, is probably at the other end of the scale.
I like it. I think you're too hard on yourself, mate. I think it's good.
Okay, so this is how this works. I've got a number of statements here. I've got three statements, and only one of them is true. And your challenge, or my challenge to you, is to pick which one is true.
I'm one and one.
So one win and one loss. Now, this week... Just in case anyone was wondering what
everyone understood
about.
What I said.
Okay, all right. This week we are talking strange injuries in sport.
Okay, I like this.
So in the 1970s, Norway defender Sven Grondelen went for a jog in the woods to improve his stamina, and he ended up crashing into a moose. The collision caused him to roll down a hill and sustain a cut to his left leg, forcing him to withdraw from an international fixture against Finland.
Okay.
That's item one. Item two, in the NFL, Jacksonville Jaguars punter Chris Hansen and the team kicker Jarrett Holmes were having dinner one evening in 2002 and ended up severely burnt when a fondue pot they were moving slipped and dropped onto the tile floor. Unfortunately for Hansen, who punted with his left foot, he was wearing open-toed shoes and he suffered first and second-degree burns.
I have a question.
Causing him to miss the rest of the season. The following season, Hansen was cut from the Jaguars and never played an NFL game.
Sorry, was it chocolate fondue or cheese fondue?
It was a fondue pot, so it could have been either.
Okay,
but I would suggest that it was chocolate because it spilled onto his foot and burnt him.
I've got more questions afterwards. I interrupted you. Sorry, okay. Continue.
So that's the Jacksonville Jaguars' Chris Hansen. Burnt his foot, never played again. Eric Johnson, an ice hockey player for the St. Louis Blues and the Colorado Avalanche, was definitely feeling below par when he broke his leg after getting his foot stuck between a golf cart's accelerator and brake during the St. Louis Blues annual golf outing. In trying to exit the golf cart, Johnson lost his balance, snapped both bones in his lower leg due to his foot getting stuck between the pedals. He missed the entire 2008 and 9 season as a result. So there you go. You've got the Norway defender running into a moose. You've got the fondue spilling onto the punter's foot. And you've got the ice hockey player who broke his leg.
Eric Johnson.
Eric Johnson.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
My mind has gone a little bit strange because last week I lost on a technicality because you changed a word. So if we talk about Sven...
No technicalities this week.
No, but this is how, believe it or not, has taken a turn. Because Sven, who you told me about to start off with, you said he crashed into a moose. Now, the way that you have been working, that could be the key and he could have crashed into a donkey.
No.
And I could be like, yeah, cool, the moose guy. No, Jared, you're wrong because he crashed into a donkey.
No, that's not the case.
I need to know whether Chris Hansen, what particular fondue it was, because I think there's a huge difference on what would happen with the long-term injury and what would burn, because I feel that cheese would have a long-term kind of burn compared to chocolate, which would be a tasty burn. And then Eric Johnson seems the most believable with the golf cart. So what I will do is I will cancel out the two that I think are incorrect.
Okay, we'll do that.
In Bickley's Believe It or Not. So I feel that the fondue one from Jacksonville, Chris Hansen, I feel that I'm going to cancel that out. And I reckon that is gone because I don't recall reading about it. And I think I would have heard about the fondue injury.
2002.
Yeah. So I think that Jacksonville's Chris Hansen's injury is false.
You would be correct.
Yes. Okay. Awesome.
So you've narrowed it down from 3 to 2. He actually spilt the fondue, but he didn't miss any games. Okay.
See, technicality.
Well, I said it was career ending. So that's a fair bit, fairly different.
So it's the moose guy, Sven, who cuts his leg, or Eric Johnson with the golf cart.
That's it. What are you going with?
And I want to say Eric Johnson's true, but I kind of feel like it would be hilarious if the moose guy was true. So what I'm going to say is Eric Johnson with the golf cart is false and Sven crashing into a moose is true. What is your answer, Mark Bickley? My goodness, I'm
winner! Right. In 1970, Norway defender Sven Grondelen went jogging in the woods to improve his stamina. He ended up crashing into a moose. The collision caused him to roll down a hill and sustain a cut to his left leg, forcing him to withdraw from the international fixture against Finland. It said, Grondelen out, moose collision.
Oh, my gosh.
On the score sheet.
I'm happy with that. There's been some very strange injuries in football. People, players falling over in the shower, or remember a couple of years ago, Jordan Dugowie made up an injury with with a dog, and there's a lot. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, there you go. Well played. So I'll tell you what, you could be a private detective the way you sort of work through that strategically.
You're quite predictable though. So
you sounded like Ross Lyon again. You're quite brilliant, Shane.
You're quite predictable, Mark Bickley. I'm very happy with that. We would love your feedback on the text line 0427 154 166. All right, next on SENSA, we both need to let each other know what our headlines of the weekend are going to be, and then we can see if they make sense next week. And we got to find out who needs to pull up their socks too. All Day Socks by Underworks. Pass every comfort test. It is 14 minutes to 8.